You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Prior to getting started, just a couple of quick announcements here on this radio program. For more info, I mentioned it yesterday. Let me mention it again. For those of you on WDZY in the Richmond, Virginia area who have been hearing me now for about 6 months, maybe you want to know more information about me. And the best place to go is to look at the statement of faith that I wrote and gathered together. You can read that online at islandcommunitychurch.net. That's the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island. And there's no greater way to find out about someone that you don't know is to know and hear what they believe about Jesus Christ. Always. That's always the end all, is what you know and believe about Jesus, because he is the number one. He is the number one person, Son of God and God, that people corrupt and always have corrupt. Haven't you ever noticed that? It's always Jesus that people mess with. Well, if you read my statement of faith, or if you want to, go to WGODradio.com, click on the link that says prior broadcasts, and you'll hear 10 years worth of me exalting Jesus Christ. That's what I believe. He is the Son of God. He is my Savior. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross. He shed his blood for me and for you, and he is the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, like you see so many times hanging in the rafters at a Billy Graham crusade. That great truth, John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We are in the book of Acts here today. We're about to pick it up here in this remaining time here. This is called Peter Escapes. Now, starting tomorrow, you're going to hear this sermon I just preached last week on both of these chapters, Acts 11 and 12. We're going to look at the miraculous things, and it's a little humorous, too, what happened to Peter after he got out of jail. So we'll pick that up tomorrow, but here today, Peter escapes from prison. Now, we're in the book of Acts. Chapter 11. I said to you, I said yesterday, and I say it to you today, friends, that you as a child of God are invincible until your work is done here. And we're finding this out here with Peter. This is where we left off. Peter was in jail. And James was killed. Herod, now about this time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Now, remember, Jesus told these guys when they say, hey, look, we're pretty special here, Lord. We want to sit on your right hand and on your left after we leave this world up here in the kingdom. We want to sit here on your right hand and on your left. And Jesus said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said, yeah, we are. And Jesus said to him, indeed, you will share my cup. And now here is the fulfillment of that prophecy with the death of the first apostle. Well, I guess technically the second apostle, if you want to count Judas. Now, back to Herod. Now, because he saw, this is verse 3. Now, because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. These were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions. Now, a quaternion is a group of four soldiers. So if my understanding of this is correct, he's delivered to four groups of four. Now, I can remember back in third grade or fourth grade, they taught me four times four is 16. 16 soldiers. He was delivered unto 16 soldiers, 16 Roman soldiers to keep him, intending after Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. That's what we need to do. But prayer, like Paul said, pray without ceasing. And this is what they did here for Peter. They prayed without ceasing for him. Now, here he is in jail. Verse 7, now, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he struck Peter on his side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said to him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and he wist not, or he did not know that this was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Imagine that. I can hear it now. Certainly, I gotta be dreaming, is what he said to himself. Verse 10, now when they were past the first and the second, okay, here we are. He's out of jail. He's getting past 16 soldiers. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth that unto the city, which opened to them on its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. Wow, what a testimony. Can you see this? You see, this is what happens to the child of God while they're serving him and doing what it is that he's called you to do. These kind of things happen to you. Chained up, guarded by 16 soldiers. So, God sends an angel. Now, this is because people were interceding. People were standing in the gap for Peter and praying for him. Guarded by 16 soldiers, God sends an angel. Sometimes God's got to send an angel. Whatever it takes, sends an angel. Knocks everyone out. Has the chains fall off Peter. Tells him to put his shoes on. He gets past the first ward. Gets past the second ward, and now, what are you going to do now? Now you come to a great big iron gate. Iron. What happens? Gate opens by itself. Friend, you got to remember, Peter died. He was crucified. History has it he was crucified upside down. But he wasn't crucified until his ministry here was over. And it's the same thing with you as well. God will send an angel for you. God will knock out 16 soldiers for you. God will break the chains from off of you. And God will open up the iron gate for you. No matter who it is, whether it's some crazy harebrained Muslim that says, are there any Christians? Or some wild-eyed shooter that shows up, starts shooting. No matter what it is. As long as you are in the center of God's will and you're doing his work and you're doing what he's called you to do, like Peter and James and John and all these apostles, and I would hope you as well. Are you doing the Lord's work right now? Are you going in the direction he's called you to do? He's called you to go. I don't think those things apply if you're outside of God's will. I've heard of people all the time that die. that are outside of God's will, Christians in a place where they shouldn't be, doing something that they shouldn't do, with people that they shouldn't be with. That happens all the time. Not when you're walking with the Lord, though. Not when you're doing what he's called you to do. You see, an angel would show up and will help you through as well, whatever it is that you're going through. Because there's no stopping the child of God until their ministry is done. I've been on this point for the last 2 days because it's important. I want you to see that you are invincible as a child of God until your work is done. Now, when Peter had come to himself, he says, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Imagine that. Right. The Jews expected him to die. But God had other plans. And his plans supersede man's feeble plans every time. Verse 12. "Now when he had considered this thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, 'Thou art mad.'" You gotta love it. "Thou art mad." Hello. Let's see if I get this right. You're praying around the clock for Peter to be delivered. "God, please help Peter. God, please deliver Peter." Knock on the door. "Hello, it's Peter." What do they say? "Thou art mad." Peter, in turn, shows up at your doorstep. Rhoda comes in. "Here's Peter." Their answer to Rhoda: "Thou art mad." Now, for their second answer, they say, "It is his angel." Do you see that? That's verse 15. It's too bad I'm running out of time. We're going to have to pick it up here tomorrow. "They said unto her, 'Thou art mad,' but she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then they said, 'It is his angel.' But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished." Now, we'll pick it up there tomorrow. And I leave you with this question. Angel? Why would they think Peter has an angel? We're going to look at that. My question is then, do we have guardian angels like Peter did? That's where we're going to pick it up again here tomorrow and Wednesday's broadcast. Once again, you're listening to WGOD Radio. I appreciate you taking 15 minutes of your day here. We'll be back again. We're going through the book of Acts here, verse by verse. We're in an exciting look here. Let me encourage you with my last words here for today, friends. God's got your back. My question to you is, are you doing his will? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you with whom you're supposed to be? If you can answer yes to those questions, look out, world. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced